Look very carefully at what you are seeing. What are you seeing? Is it water? No. Is it water? No. Do you see it? Well, I think you do. You give every impression that you are seeing it. Do you see that? Bill, do you see that? You know what I mean. Look out. So, to go on, my main point is this. There is no little cuts in the water. Look close at that little piece that you have. Do you see the edges of it?
Do you see anything? What does it look like when you are seeing what you are seeing? Because I'll tell you this. If you look closely at what you are seeing, you will see that there is nothing there that you are seeing.
Look very, very closely.
Look very close. Look even closer still. Look at the front. Look at what you think might be the front. Do you see any edges? Can you find a single incidence of discontinuity? No. It is all little pieces of water. Yes, I have found out that it is true. There is water. There is water. And I have found out that the water is available. Not on a large basis. Which is rather surprising, considering that's all there is water. But it's not really ready. The apples are available. And a small quantity of water, I will admit that. But don't you go assuming that you can come back here and get back with water, because it'll never happen. You can't get that close to the water. They guard it. They know how good it is. They have felt the goodness of the water. And look, look there where the water shines in the darkness. Do you see the little edges? No. You're too far away to see the edges of the water burning. It's terrible. It's all burning up. You can't even get close. And if you did get close, you'd probably get back. Because the water's got so much front garage behind the back of it. And do you know what you see when you're in the back? You're looking back and back and back. You see water. That's right. But you still can't get to it. That's the problem. Yay, wee, there's the tiny little knack in your knick-knack back. You can't even fold it. Imagine that. Something you cannot fold. It has some benefits, I know. But don't kid yourself. You can't even approach it. I once knew a fellow who sat on a dock. He loved it. He couldn't wait to get home. He would sit there until 5 o'clock. You know why he sat on the dock, don't you? He was so close to the water he could smell it. Yes! And he knew about the burning edges of the water. He said every morning. There was no doubt in his mind about the quality of the water. He didn't give a damn about the availability either, I tell you. He was a man with a purpose. He didn't wait around. He didn't even push buttons. I saw him once in the dark. I saw him with my own water supply. He was pushing buttons in the dark, and he didn't even push the buttons in the dark. But I saw him, and I walked up to his knee, and I spoke quickly and truly unto his knees, and I said, Daddy, don't you get into my water, I'm gonna have to go back. And I never get back. But I don't care about getting back, Dad. What I want to know is, what are you doing down here by my water? I think I ought to clue you into the fact that there could be a serious accident
happening real right quick now, yeah, to anybody that comes down around my water. Yeah, they come down around my water. Yeah, they come down around my water. Yeah, they'll come down around my water. And I hit him with a stick. Wow, did you see that guy go? He went out there into the sky, blue sky, and he said to his dad, I think you got the right idea, son. Now, a lot of people didn't know what he meant. So let me clue you into what this boy meant. This is what he meant. He meant he was coming back with water. And I know the way that he come back. He come back so slow you can't even walk down where the water was. You see that water go? See that water? He say every morning. I've told you that already. But the thing that he didn't know was there was a guy there with a tape machine. And he was taping every goddamn thing he said. And I walked up to the dude and I said, look here.